Okay, this is today the IFA show, and I have the chance to speak to a very, very mobile minister. Is this really your idea to be the most strongest landscape in Europe for that, or what is your ambition on the European scale?
Well, building the French tech, being France as being one of the most innovative countries in the world, and not only in Europe, of course, is my ambition, but I believe that is a first step. The next one should be building the European tech scene. And at the moment, what people, European citizens need is very concrete projects, capacity to project themselves in the future, to see what Europe will look like in 10, 20 years' time. And the general impression is that we're behind in that regard. But I'm convinced that when looking at European entrepreneurs, at startups, at how vibrant the different ecosystems are, that there is space to build a great innovative continent.
Alexia, may I say, in a certain way you are a leader. You're a French lady who knows to speak English. You know how to keep your family together, and you know to be European. What more can we ask for?
Well, I try to translate again very concretely into my choices, personal choices in private life, what my political ambition is. And yes, the world is global. The economy is open and international. So I think it's about time that we translate that into politics. And that doesn't mean to abandon our national values and identities. But is it possible to be both German or both French and European? Ask any young people in your country. They will say, most of them will say, yes, of course, that's what naturally I am. And it's not one against the other. So, of course, it's easy to say that. And it's another story to offer hopes and real prospects for jobs for the people who fear that their future is actually threatened by robotics, by innovation, by the digital industry, because they feel they're lagging behind. And our political answer needs to be education and training all lifelong, you know, not only with one initial diploma.
And one word you really highlighted, and trust, right?
Yes, exactly, because I think that behind the idea for European tech scene is a strong set of values and principles, and one of them is trust. The principle of loyalty, it comes with privacy, the protection of personal data, with the protection of information systems as well, because there's no digital economy or digital society without trust. It's truer than in any other sector. So I think Europe can be attractive and competitive thanks to that trust that is being built by companies. And it is a demand for consumers, individuals. They want their personal data to be protected. And yes, it is different in Asia or in America, for example. So that's a distinct character in Europe. But we should use that argument and turn it into a pro-business one, pro-innovative one, because the technologies and the potential of innovation behind these values and principles is huge.
And you built up a hub in the US already, and you were very successful in this way. So this is a perspective for doing something similar in Europe?
Yes, exactly. We launched a label which is called the French Tech Hub. The idea is not to create a sort of Franco-French ecosystem abroad, not at all. It's to help French entrepreneurs to connect and bridge and create links with their local ecosystem when they decide to go abroad, to conquer new markets, to become global and international. And so we launched that label in the US. It proved to be fantastically successful because it's something that is driven by entrepreneurs, not by the state. And we will be doing the same in Europe. And I think that in Berlin, there's a great ecosystem and French entrepreneurs seem to be willing to go forward together with their German partners.
So we hope to see you back in Berlin very, very soon. And we are enjoying your presence again.
Thank you very much. Have you, Desmond.